The word yoga literally means union. When we say union, what is the union about? See, this is a longing that a human being is always expressing in a million different ways. If you attempt union in a very physical way, this is referred to as sexuality. If you attempt union through your emotions, this is referred to as love. If you attempt union with mental attitudes, unfortunately it gets labeled as greed, ambition, conquest, or maybe simply shopping. If you attempt the same union through your energy and very consciously, then we call this yoga. This longing within a human being to be something more than what they are right now, always longing to be something more, is essentially a desire or a longing to unite with everything that's around us. If you look at this longing very carefully, you will see that it doesn't matter how much an individual human being expands in this world, still they want further expansion and further expansion. So essentially, a human being is looking for infinite expansion, but attempting it through physical means. Through physical means, if you attempt something infinite, you're bound to fail. Your desire is great, your longing is great, but the methodology is hopeless. So yoga means to bring forth the right kind of method or the right kind of vehicle through which you can fulfill this fundamental longing in every human being that you want to expand limitlessly. People may not look at it limitlessly right now, they may be going in installments, but going in installments towards infinite itself is a very foolish way to go. So the longing is great, but the method or the vehicle is a hopeless vehicle. Yoga means finding an appropriate vehicle to find full expression to life.